A unanimous decision by the Board of Health Monday makes Williamstown the second municipality in Berkshire County to raise the age for tobacco purchases from 18 to 21. Lanesboro's statute doesn't go into effect until 2018. Williamstown Board of Health member Dr. Wynn Stubner says the board considered studies including a March finding by the Institute of Medicine that show raising the age above 19 significantly dropped teenage smoking rates.
But the 21 age seems to be the key age, and probably the reason for that is that takes the age out of the teenager's peer group. At 19, they may still have friends and all that could buy them the tobacco products. But at 21, that seems to be a little bit more difficult.
Management and ownership at West Wine and Spirits and the Spirit Shop, two businesses that sell tobacco products in Williamstown, had no comment on the move. Sandra Thomas, outgoing executive director of the Williamstown Chamber of Commerce, said no businesses had spoken to her about the age increase. According to the advocacy group Tobacco 21, 70 Massachusetts communities have raised the tobacco purchasing age above 18 since 2005. Jim Willis is helping to lead the effort in Berkshire County. He is the director of public health for the Tri-Town Health Department, whose tobacco control program covers 12 communities.
Berkshire County is a lot of rural towns that don't have a lot of stores to begin with, so they don't tend to get on the map. But we've been looking, I've been working with my funded towns for the last year plus on looking at raising the minimum age. And I think, policy changes, and environmental changes like this take time. People need to understand the concept. They need to vet it out.
Willis says Lenox, Lee, Stockbridge, and Pittsfield are among the communities considering raising the age. Berkshire County's smoking rate is 17%. Nearby Hampshire is 12%, Franklin 18.2%, and Hamden nearly 19%, according to Department of Public Health reports from 2013. The statewide rate is 15%. Willis is planning a countywide meeting with all the boards of health in support of Tobacco 21 this fall.
To really look at this from a regional approach, we get more towns on board, the better impact we're going to see in Berkshire County, because we still have some of the highest smoking prevalence rates compared to the state.
Willis says North Adams has the state's highest smoking prevalence rate at 28%. Pittsfield comes in at 21%, along with a teenage pregnancy smoking rate of 25%. The state average is 7%. Willis says multiple factors, including socioeconomic levels, lead to high smoking rates.
The density per capita of how many retail stores that actually sell tobacco per population of 1,000, we want to get a handle on that. And Berkshire County has a lot of tobacco retail stores, and many of them are in areas of school zones and walking distances. There's that. Marketing is a big problem with regard to public health. There's still marketing and targeting the youth.
Willis says if health boards in bordering towns raise the age, it will create more rapid change. Otherwise, young people would be able to go to neighboring communities that don't have such statutes.
It's great that we see grassroots movements from community to community, and sometimes we have ebbs and flows in that process. But if we can move the needle to get actual state legislation that covers the whole entire state, only then we'll start to see rapid changes.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.